Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Oh, that's pretty weak. What's the rest of you doing here? Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him a big hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. Amen. Now you might be in the valley tonight, but remember this. It takes two mountains to make one valley. So let's be on the mountain twice as much as we're in the valley. Is that right? Two mountains makes one valley. Look at somebody. They may not have known that. Tell them. Two mountains makes one valley. Praise the Lord. Play a little bit more, guys. Let's sing a little bit more of that song tonight. I don't know why I said that. Just something for you to think about, maybe. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. I'm glad I'm a Christian tonight. Oh, you got troubles, do you? Yeah, we all got troubles. Got problems, do you? Yeah, we've all got problems. Don't feel good a lot of times, do we? No, we don't. But it's so good to be a Christian. It's so good to be a child of the King. So good to have a desire to come to the house of the Lord. Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. Praise the Lord. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you were born. Oh, you were born. Don't let your trials get you down. Drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles.
You gotta sing that one more time.
So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Lord, you were born. The Lord. Now turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Wednesday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've got a testimony I want to read to you tonight. Before we look at our prayer requests, this is from Brother Brandon and Sister Amy Green. This is a praise report. We want to thank and praise the Lord for touching our son Ezekiel. He had been having problems with speech. He started therapy last summer. He received prayer one evening during service, and we believed that the Lord would take care of him. After taking a break from speech therapy for the summer, we returned today, and he was re-evaluated. He passed his evaluation and was discharged. What they thought would take a couple of years to reach the age-appropriate level took less than a year with our God. They want to praise the Lord for that tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, He's still real tonight. He's still on the throne. Are you glad you're a believer in that tonight? Amen. We've only got a couple of prayer requests. If you don't mind just to remain standing with me tonight, we'll go to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. Brother Jonathan Baker says to please have prayer for my mother and my father, who are both at home sick. Sister Baker has a very, Brother Baker has a very, very bad infection from a surgery on his toe. Also, Sister Christine Baker has a lot of pain in her hips. Thank you all for your prayer. So we want to remember that tonight. Brother Randy Walton says, please pray for a lady that I know wanting prayer for her and her boyfriend. So let's just commit those needs unto the Lord tonight. I want to continue to remember Sister Sharon Ward in prayer, that the Lord would just be mindful of her, the Ward family, that the Lord would just bind them in His love and gird them about with His care. I know He cares for them. May they just really realize that. May we all realize that He really cares for us. Are you glad you're serving that kind of a Savior tonight? Amen. A little bit out of the ordinary, Brother Calvin Ward, I want you to come here tonight. Lead us to the Lord on behalf of these prayer requests. Brother Calvin just celebrated a birthday here just recently. I'm not even going to tell you how old he is, but he looks young, don't he? Amen. He really does. We appreciate Brother Calvin, Sister Ruth Ward. Amen. You're a good one, buddy. Praise the Lord. Folks like this, it's been an inspiration to us younger folks a long, 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 long time. We want you to know we love you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank
God bless you, Brother Calvin.
Let's just bow our heads and pray. Our gracious, precious, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come unto you tonight and thank you, dear God, for this great opportunity and break. Thank you for this privilege, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your precious love, wherewith you have loved us, O God. And thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the promises, Lord God. Lord, when we read your scripture and everything, we see so many great and good promises that you've made to us, Lord, for this another world that we'll be in, O God. We thank you, love you, and adore you, and praise you. Father, we pray for these requests tonight, each and every one of them, O God. You see, Lord, we can't remember them all, but I know, God, you remember everyone. You never forget anything, Father. And Father, we thank you for your healing. Thank you for your love. Thank you for salvation. Pray, Lord God, you'll bless the rest of the service tonight, Lord, and be with the speaker, Lord God. Give him the words that you'd have us to hear. Give us the hearts and minds to receive them, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. Pray you go with us and keep us in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Calvin. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here in the service with us tonight, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, we pray it would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Now, we don't want you to forget the blood drive that's going on here at the church on Tuesday, August the 30th from 2 until 7 p.m. If you can do that, please sign up over in the library. They're running somewhat behind from what we've done in the past. So if you can do that, please go to the library and sign up for that blood drive. That'll be on August the 30th from 2 until 7. So remember that. Let's sing a song tonight. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. How about you? Has it been a pretty good trip so far? Have you had a good time so far? Are you still enjoying the journey? Give him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything. He's got a name, all the wealth I want. Worldly fame, if I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything. He's got a name, the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. Oh, when I
nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil teaches me from time to time. Well, he's offered everything that's got a name. Wealth I want, worldly fame, but good still it wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
There's nothing in the world that could ever take the place of God's love. All the silver and gold could never buy a body touch from above. When my soul needs healing, I begin feeling His power. I can say, thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil teach me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name of wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still win, take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Oh, the devil teach me, tries to turn me around. Traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. Oh, and when I would stumble, then I would humble down. It's there I would say, I wouldn't take nothing for this journey now. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. Wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
Praise the Lord.
All is well.
All is well. Let's sing a little bit of this song tonight. You know, we worry about a lot of things in life. That's our nature, is to worry. And worry will cause you to get real sick. You believe that?
Yeah.
Brother Bram said, worry will cause cancer. He said that. Worry will cause cancer. It'll cause you to get real sick. So you know what? Jesus Christ is going to be up all night tonight. There's not a need for you to worry. Commit it unto Him. If He can't fix it, it's not fixable. If He can't take care of you, nobody can take care of you. He knows the little sparrows that fly through the air. Every hair of our head is numbered. He cares about His children. I'm going to let Him worry about it. He made me, and He can take care of me. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Yes, all is well.
Behind the inner veil,
oh,
Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Thank you for singing so good. We appreciate you. The Brown Brothers, they have a song for us tonight. Sister Tamika, Brother Joel Brown's boys have a song. If they'll come on, I don't know how they have it put together, but if they'll come on, Brother Brandon Green, if you come on the platform, be getting ready to sing tonight after these singers. Give them a nice hand tonight. They're growing up, aren't they? Amen.
Our God cannot handle our God. Praise the Lord. I'll get it in a minute, I promise. I don't need to know how. Praise the Lord. I just want to give another praise report. It's been some time back, but I was just thinking about it today that I need to give the Lord praise. You know, we're getting ready to start school back, and I desire your prayers. Lord, help me to be a light to the kids. And a few years back, the Lord healed a man's hands right in my office. And he had been in, I think, the Vietnam War, and his hands were, he would come in sometimes and they'd be real knotted up. And I don't normally pray for people. I don't feel like that's what I am called to do necessarily, but just something rose up in me, and I just asked him if I could pray with him, you know, and just said a prayer for him. And God is my witness, we just sit and watch that lump just go down just like that. And it was, you know, and I know some of y'all have seen a lot greater things than that, but it was when we first started coming to church here, and it just blew my mind. It really did. And so I want to give the Lord Jesus the honor for that. It's just, it might be a small thing, but it was a huge thing. And to see the look on that man's face, and just that it touched his heart more than anything, you know, that the Lord would be mindful of him. I haven't seen him since. It's been years, but I hope he's serving the Lord now. Y'all pray for us. We're going to try one.
I'm a man, flesh and blood, of just one thing I'm sure. I was made from the dust, and to dust I will return. But the dust ain't the end, 'cause in my heart I know I'm spirit and soul. To the Father's home I'll go. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are going to live forevermore. Oh, I know, 'cause the Spirit lives in me. The Spirit of the Son says a son I'll ever be. Well, I can be sure that my home is up on high, 'cause I found it in the Word of the One who never lied. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are going to live forevermore. If you live in the darkness and the fear, there is love, only love, He will wash away the tears. Pouring love into you, the Spirit of the Son will flow through you into everyone. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are going to live forevermore. Yes, be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are going to live forevermore. Oh, I know, 'cause the Spirit lives in me. The Spirit of the Son says a son I'll ever be. Well, I can be assured that my home is up on high, 'cause I found it in the Word of the One who never lies. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are going to live forevermore. If you live, if you
darkness and the fear. There is love, only love. He will wash away the tears. Pouring love into you, the Spirit of the Son will flow through you into everyone. Yes, be assured if you're trusting in the Lord. All who call on His name are going to live forevermore. Yes, be assured if you're trusting in the Lord. All who call on His name are going to live forevermore.
Certainly appreciate her songs tonight, don't you? Amen. The Brown brothers, just bless their heart. They're just getting better all the time. And Brother Brandon stays good all the time, don't he? Amen. Brother Darrell Ward's going to come speak for us tonight. And I know you're looking forward to the preaching of the Word of the Lord. We appreciate your brother, don't we? Amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise.
G. We've sung this chorus a lot lately, but you know, I thought about it at the wedding this weekend. When the bride gets married to the groom, she gives herself away. All that Brother Branham said, all she's fought for, that she's kept her whole life, she hands over to that man. And I think it's high time that we as the bride, we just give ourselves up and give ourselves away. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand.
Truly be able to surrender ourselves to Him. So many times people maybe get a little confused on what a gift in a man's life would be. And a great gift in a man's life, no matter if it would be a silver dollar gift or a penny gift or a nickel gift, the true gift in any man's life is the ability to get himself out of the way. To simply surrender his life to Him. And really that's what He wants, friends. God don't want our ability. God don't want our education. God don't want he don't want our thoughts. He just wants our skin. If we can just die out to ourselves and let Him have the preeminence in our lives, then He can accomplish through us what He desired. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. I believe we're living in an hour that we're seeing that more and more, and we're coming to a greater realization of that, that without Him we can do nothing. But with Him we can do all things. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Certainly wonderful to be here. See, I think this is the first time we've been back to church since the prayer line the other night. But my goodness, what a wonderful time we had. And I want to, I guess, apologize. I looked up at the clock. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, "My Lord, I've got to be at the airport at 6, which that was the truth. I did have to be at the airport. And people told me, said, "Oh, we prayed. We thought Brother Darrell was going on a mission trip, and he prayed. But I went to Hawaii." I just kind of left that part out. But we did have a good time. And I was tired when we got on the plane. You know, you just... takes a few days to get your head back after something like that, you know. But while we was in Hawaii, I actually had took the book A Man Sent from God in my bag. When we went over there, I just felt led. I had picked it up at the youth camp in Ohio, and I had it in my bag. And I thought, you know, I just feel led to take this book. And so we took it. And while we was there, I told Cheryl, I said, you know, I feel to put this book on the door of a church. And so we just wrote our name in it and our phone number and who we was, and said, "I just felt led to put this book on your door." And so we was driving down the road, and Cheryl looked over and said, "There's a church." And the name of the church was the Voice of the Believers Christian Church. And I said, "That's the one." So we stopped and went up there and stuck it on the door and got in the vehicle real fast and left. And but anyway... the brother called me the other day, and so I've talked to him a couple of times since then, and he actually asked me to come back to Hawaii and hold a meeting for him. So, Lord willing, we're going to be trying to go here before long and maybe try to introduce the message to those folks over in Oahu. So if anybody would like to go with us, just see me after. just kidding about that. But we would desire your prayers. Amen. I was just a little bit nervous. I just wanted to loosen up a little bit. But do you love Him tonight? Isn't God wonderful? You know, that's God can do anything. Is that right? If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to the book of John. We want to read from John chapter 15, verse 4. And then also we want to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. Amen. Thank you, buddy. Okay. Praise the Lord. I want to speak to you tonight on just a little thought that the Lord gave me just the other day when we was actually talking to some ministering brothers in a group text, and we was just talking a little bit, just sending some things, and the Lord just spoke something to my heart. And so we want to look at this, if the Lord will just help us this evening. And I want to speak to you for just a few minutes tonight on the beautiful branch of the Lord. Amen. The beautiful branch of the Lord. St. John chapter 15, verse 4, the Bible says this: "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. For I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." Without me, you can do nothing. Amen. But I wonder what we can do with Him. Amen. Now let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says this: "In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel." May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of His Word. I want to speak to you on the beautiful branch of the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love You this evening. And Lord, we know that we love You as we love Your people. And Father, we are grateful together here this evening with what I feel within my heart would be the cream of the crop, Lord. For Father, we are living in an hour when the world is in chaos. There's such uncertainty in the land. But what a privilege it is to gather here this evening on a Wednesday night with a group of people who are certain of what they believe. Knowing, Lord, that we are not sold out by a creed or by a dogma, nor are we a lodge. But we believe that we are the bride of Jesus Christ. We believe, dear God, that we are the fulfillment of what you had in your mind for this age. And Lord, I pray, Father, may you come tonight. And Lord, I realize, Lord, that I'm no kind of preacher, God. Lord, I ain't never claimed to be, but if I could just get myself out of the way tonight, Lord, that you would speak to your children. God, that we could just see, Lord, our day a little more clear. Father, that it would just, we could just, our faith could reach up, Lord, and grab that which you've already done for us. Yes. And Lord, I pray tonight that may the, you just step out of the pages of the Bible and walk among us, Lord, and be real to our hearts, dear God, that our faith would reach such a level, God, that sicknesses and chains and afflictions and disappointments and fears and doubts, Lord, whatever it would be, would fall off of us tonight. Lord, that we could walk out of here in the image that you had in your mind of us before the foundation of the world. Lord, bless our people. Lord, bless Brother Donnie, dear God. Brother Homer Frazier, dear God, I ask you just be mindful of him. Sister Margie, Lord, others, Father, who are sick and needy tonight, may your spirit move for them, Lord, we pray. We just commit ourselves into your hands for your glory. Come and bless your children now that we'll be careful to give you the praise and the honor. And may our hearts burn within us because you have met with us, Lord. We just love you, Father, and we just commit it into your hands now for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. You know, I was out in my backyard the other night. I guess maybe some of you knew the meteorite showers had come through in this area. So I took me a lawn chair and went down into the backfield back there away from all the street lights and laid out there, stayed out to maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that, just gazing up into the sky and watching those beautiful meteorites just shoot across the sky. And some of them with great big long tails and some of them change colors as they streaked. And while I was laying out there looking up at that sky, I just raised my hands up to him. And I just said, what a mighty God that you are. And as I began to ponder just of his greatness, as I was looking at the vastness of the heavens and the vastness of the stars and those meteorites just through the sky, oh, my heart just melted in his presence. And I thought, you know, it's not hard to understand how that we can love someone like him. For the Bible says, there's none like me, saith the Lord. And I thought, you know, it's no mystery how we can love a God who's able to create such things as this. But as I was thinking and laying there and looking up into the heavens, I thought, but why would someone as great as him, why would he ever love someone like me? I thought, why would he ever redeem someone like me? And I understand predestination and those things. And I'm not just saying that. But you know, we as humans sometimes, I don't care how much we understand in the Word, it just overwhelms us when we begin to think that he would love me enough to redeem me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as I was pondering that, why would he ever redeem someone like me? You know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is over in Ezekiel, these dry bones. And you know, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord was upon the prophet and the Spirit of the Lord carried him out into the midst of the valley and it was full of bones. Yes. And the prophet began to walk around and he said, there was bones everywhere and they were very dry. And no doubt he began to ponder, what is this? What am I looking at? Why did the Lord bring me here? And while he was walking through the midst of the valley, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to the prophet. And he said, Son of man, can these bones live? And the prophets, you know, he showing that God doesn't show his prophets everything. He answered the Lord back and he said, O Lord God, thou knowest. I just don't know. It sure don't look like it. They're scattered everywhere. But you see the mystery. The mystery of these bones, their outcome, it laid within God. God's thoughts towards those bones laid within God. What God wanted these bones to be. What God wanted these bones to become. God's attitude towards these bones. All these answers laid within God. The mystery was hidden within God. But God made the mystery known as he anointed his prophet to prophesy the word of the Lord. And the word, we know the word of God is the thought of God expressed. So what the prophet spoke concerning those bones was actually the very thoughts of God. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? When the prophet spoke that to the bones, he was actually expressing what God's thoughts were to the bones. And he told the prophet, he said, can they live? He said, Lord, I don't know. But God said, I'm going to show you. I've asked you a question. Now I'm going to answer the question by a prophetic utterance. Amen. And he said, dry bones, speak to the bones and say, don't dry bones. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, ye shall live. And he no sooner spoke it than a blast went off. And the bones started coming together. Each bone to its own bone. Shoo, 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 shoo. Each bone coming to its own bone. And the Bible says that they stood upon their feet. Oh, the Bible says that they stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Why? Why did they stand up as an exceedingly great army? Because that's what they were when they went down. The prophecy never changed them. It only restored them back to their original condition. What came to the prophet was a restoration message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what they were to begin with. And the word restored them back to their original condition. You say, now why did you say that? I said that to say this. That's what God wants to do with us. Amen. By the Holy Ghost, God wants to brew over us and restore us back to our rightful condition. Now, Brother Branham asked this question. Why did Christ redeem us? That's a good question. Why are we redeemed? Think about it for just a few minutes. Why, the Brother Ram said, why did Christ redeem us? Did you ever think about that? He said, what did he redeem you for? Well, I'm redeemed, Brother Darrell, but what are you redeemed for? Huh? You see, he didn't just make an atonement and say, now, there's no need of giving deep powers. There's no need of making this man a son of God. There's no need in doing that. I'll just ask him to believe it. And write his name on the book of heaven. And that'll settle it. God's God. He can do what he want to do. But God never done it that way. I'll just ask him to believe it. I'll never give you no power. I'll never give you no redemptive blessings. I'll never send no Holy Ghost. I'll just ask him to believe it. And if he believes it, I'll just put his name on the book of heaven. And that'll settle it. But God never did it that way. But like those dry bones, God had thoughts towards us. Something he wanted us to be. Something he wanted us to do. And God made us the way he made us for the work that he wanted us to do. Because God had an expression that he wanted us to manifest that expression. He wanted us to express, to be, not just express, but to be an expression of what God had in his mind about his church. I want you to understand that. He just didn't redeem us so we would sit on a pew and then one day we would have a body change and then we would go home and live with Him. If that's all He ever wanted to do, He could have just took us with Him to begin with. But we're here for a purpose that God had in His mind, what He wanted His bride to be. Amen. Brother Bram said He gave us these redemptive blessings. He gave us these redemptive blessings that we might operate the work of God by the energy of the Holy Spirit. He gave us these redemptive blessings that we might work the work of God by the energy of the Holy Spirit. In other words, He wanted us to make the Word live by the energy of the Holy Ghost. He wanted to make the Word live. He built us with this in mind. Like those bones, God had thoughts concerning those bones, and He revealed those thoughts to the prophet. And when the prophet spoke in prophetic utterance, the words that he spoke in prophecy became a reality, and the bones lived because God said they would live. And they marched again. They fought again, no doubt. They stood shoulder to shoulder. Why? They were an army. The prophecy of the word of the Lord, the previously hidden mysteries that had been made known, when the prophet caught those mysteries and expressed them to the bones, the bones reacted. They were stimulated, thank you, Lord. They were stimulated by the revelation. And the bones begin to live. The bones begin to live. Now in St. John 15:5, the Bible, as we read the scripture, says, I am the vine. And ye are the branches. But the vine cannot bear fruit, although the fruit is in the vine. But the fruit cannot be brought forth from the vine or from a vine. It has to have the branch to bear the fruit. The vine cannot bear the fruit, though the fruit is in the vine. But the vine cannot bear the fruit. That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. I am the root and the offspring of David. Jesus said, I am the vine and I am the branch. Because the vine can't bear the fruit, but the branch can. But Jesus said, I'm both. I'm both vine and branch. And He bore the fruit of the Spirit. Is that true, friends? He said, I am the beginning. I was before the beginning. I am the beginning. And I am the offspring. I am the vine. And you are the branches. Now the vine with all of its energy cannot produce anything unless the branch is willing to receive the energy. No matter how much energy the vine has, that energy can only be released through the branch. Listen to what he says now. Amen. I know you probably not amen it if I'm saying it, but this is what the prophet said. The vine with all of its energy cannot produce anything unless the branch is willing to receive the energy. God is depending on you as a member of His body to bear the fruit of His Spirit. And He's dependent on you. Oh my. He said, let's open up our channels and let the Holy Spirit come in tonight and energize us and free us from our fears and our doubts. The prophet said, listen to what I'm telling you. The energy of the Holy Spirit wants to flow through you. Now what you need to do is yield to that. And allow the energy to flow. You become the channel. You become the conduit that the current of the Holy Spirit can flow through. Let it free you, the prophet said. Listen, the prophet says, understand. Understand what God wants you to be. And as you begin to understand what God's called you to be, the fear begins to leave. The doubts begin to leave. Because why do we live beneath our privilege? Because we truly still yet fail to truly realize who we are. Without our situations, without our circumstances, without our mistakes, hinder us. That's right. That's why when we have a good week, we're on fire. And when we have a bad week, we just kind of sit quiet sometimes. But if you can understand whether whether I'm in a great battle or whether I'm not in a great battle, it doesn't change who I am. I'm still a son of God. Let the Holy Spirit come in tonight and energize us and free us from all these fears and all these doubts. Revival's come, he said. Revival has come. People say, oh, Brother Dow, that was for another age. Oh, the Pentecost, that was for another age. That was only in Brother Branham's ministry. These people in this message believe that was only for Brother Branham's ministry. That the bride won't have nothing like that. That she'll be weak, that she'll be defeated. I don't believe that. They act like if the bride does something or a move of God in the bride, it takes away from Brother Branham. It does not take away from Brother Branham. It's a complimentary to his message, because that's what he came to do, was to show you you're a channel. Amen. But if you'll study the history of the church, you'll find there's never been a time in all the world when the Holy Ghost has come in like waves upon the people. He struck the church with revival, and signs and wonders always, and miracles always followed the wave of the Holy Spirit. God's healed the sick in every age, and will continue to do it in every age. Where the churches are willing, where the churches are willing to let loose and let the Holy Spirit take control of their being. I give myself away. I give myself away so he can use me. A channel that the energy of the Holy Spirit, he'll continue to do it in every age, where the people and the churches are willing to let loose and let the Holy Spirit take control of their being. Now let me take this tonight and strengthen that for you. Let me build that up a little bit for you tonight, if the Lord will help me. This thought that we're thinking about tonight, that you can start seeing who you are and what God desires for you to be in our age. More than just a message believer. More than just a pew occupier. More than just that. And I know we see it. I do. I'm not saying you don't see it. But my desire, there's something in me. I desire to see it more in a greater reality. The vine does not bear fruit. The vine does not bear fruit. The vine only purges the branches. And the branches bear fruit. Therefore, the only way Jesus could speak tonight would be through my lips and your lips. My hands and your hands. My life and your life. For he said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He doesn't bear fruit anymore. He doesn't bear fruit anymore. He just purges his church and it bears fruit. And when that church that's purged, when that church bears fruit, what kind of fruit it'll be? It'll bear the same life he had. Hallelujah. When he was here, they will manifest, they will express the same life he lived when he was here. See, so many people want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. They come to church, they want to see Jesus. But you see, if those doors open back there, and a man comes down through here with a white robe on, and he had nail scars in his hands, maybe somebody would scream. Maybe somebody would faint. But that would not be Jesus. Jesus will never come until the rapture of the church in that corporal body. For when he comes, every eye shall see him, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. And when he comes, so you'll not see him that way. Get that out of your mind. You will not see him that way. He'll never show up on a Wednesday night packing a cross. You will never see Him that way. Think of that, friends. You remember when Elijah had a servant. And the servant goes out of the tent that morning. And he looks around and the Syrians. They're all around the mountains. They're all around the tents. And he goes, oh, God. And he goes running back in. He said, Elijah, we got problems out here. Glory to God, we're in trouble. I'm telling you, we're in trouble. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. There's thousands of them. Elijah might have been shaving or something. I don't know what he was doing. But he stepped out of the tent and he looked up on the mountains. He said, well, there's more of them with us than there are them. Get me... He walked out and looked and said, well, there's more of them with us than there are them. Get me a towel, will you? He goes, but what did the prophet say? The prophet said, Lord, open that boy's eyes. Let him see what I see. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible said his eyes come open. And the whole hills was full of chariots of fire. Oh, how different it was when his eyes come open. And he saw the reality of where he was at. The reality. Glory to God. The reality of what's taking place in his midst right now. God, think of it, friends. God, open our eyes tonight. Let us see He's here now. We want to see Jesus, but you see, you can only see Him in the manifestation of His Word that He's promised in this hour that you're living in. You can only see Jesus in the manifestation of the promise of the Word for your hour. Think of it now. You see, in a little while, Jesus said, the world will see me no more. But what did He say? He said, but you shall see me. How? How can we see and the world can't? He said, the world will see me no more, but you'll see me. Virginia, how can that be? How can you see Him and they can't? When you both got eyes. And they work. How could that be? How, Lord? How will I see you? He said, for I'll be with you. Even in you. How will I see you, Lord? How will I see you? You'll see me because I'll be with you. Even in you. Now, how will He keep that promise? That's a big promise. The world will see me no more, but you'll see me. I'll be with you. Even. How, Lord? How are you going to do that? How will you accomplish that? How can you keep that promise to your children? Yes, sir. That you'll see me when the world won't see me, but you'll see me. I'll be with you even. How, Lord? How are you going to keep that promise? You see, on the day of Pentecost, the vine. Oh God. The bride birthed forth the first branch. The church was birthed at Pentecost. Remember, Peter comes staggering out like a drunk man. And they said, what must we do to be saved? And he grabbed the formula. He grabbed Dr. Peter wrote the script. Repent, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the promises unto you. And to your children. And far off as many as the Lord our God shall call. Promise. The promise of it. He said, I am the vine, you're the branches. And that's the doctrine of the branch, the first branch. The second branch has to have the same doctrine. Yes. And the same doctrine, oh God, will produce the same results. As each branch comes on the vine, it'll produce the same thing. If it's 5 branches, if it's 10 branches, if it's 20 branches, if it's 2 branches, regardless of the number of branches, every branch that comes on that vine will be exactly like the original. Think of it, friends. It'll produce the same thing. But said, let's reason with something here. Just think about it a minute. If the vine is Christ, and we know it is, you believe that, don't you? Well, if the first vine, if the vine brought out a branch And it was a Pentecostal branch. And behind this branch, they wrote a book of Acts. Now, how many knows that to be true? They wrote a book of Acts. Then if that vine, I'm not talking about a vine, I'm talking about that vine. If that vine ever puts forth another branch, it'll be a Pentecostal branch. And what will they do? They will write another book of Acts behind it. Why? Because it is the life of the original vine. Then that Spirit of Christ will be in His church. It'll do the same works as Christ. Jesus said so. Verily, verily, I say unto you, works I do shall you do also, because I'll go to my Father and I send you back that life. Then we would know Him. We would see Him just like He promised, because He would be in us in the form of the Holy Ghost. He would be in His branch. The very life of the vine would be in the branch and would bear the same fruit of the original. For Jesus said, I am the vine and I'm the branch. And every branch that comes off that vine will be exactly like that first branch. Then we will know Him. We will see Him because we understand where He's at. And what He's doing. He is here. You understand? He's here in the person of the Holy Spirit. I am the vine. You're the branches. The vine does not bear fruit. The vine cannot bear fruit. It's the branches that bears fruit. It's energized from the vine. And Christ is our energy. Christ is our energy. Then your lips is His lips when you're energized. And when Jessica was hurt, I was laying on the floor of the hospital at the Hosta Valley in the chapel down there at Hosta Valley. I'll tell you right now, I don't care who heard me pray. I don't care who heard me cry. I don't care if they looked in that window and saw me slobbering and laying on the floor. My baby was dying. I was a desperate man. And I was crying out to God. I said, Lord, if You was here like You were 2,000 years ago in the body called Jesus in that earthly ministry, I said, Lord, all I have to do is touch the hem of Your garment. I could get up. I could go upstairs. I could get a car seat. I could take my baby off that ventilator. I could take her home tonight. I could take her home tonight if I could just touch Your garment. I said, but You're not here like You was 2,000 years ago in that body called Jesus. And while I was laying there, Brother Terry, God is my witness, a voice spoke to my heart and said, but my bride is here. Hallelujah. If you touch my bride, you have touched me. Why? Your lips is His lips. Your hands is His hands. When you're energized by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All we have to do then is to get you to come. You to come and pray for my baby. It's just the same as Jesus. Because we're energized. Oh God, is anything too hard for God? He can open prison doors. My goodness, God can do anything. Amen. Do you love Him? Amen. Your hands is His hands when you're energized from the vine. Christ is the life of the vine. The life of the vine is in His church. And each member is the branch of His church. Not just Malachi 4. Not just the Son of Man. That's not the only branch in this age. He said, each of you that is energized by the Holy Ghost, you are the branch. If that vine ever puts forth another branch, they'll write another book of Acts behind it. For the very life that's in the vine brings forth into the branch. Amen. Now I realize, friends, we're living in an hour, and it's caused a great hindrance that people have grafted branches into this vine. And they are now living off the life of that vine. Just like that citrus tree that the prophet saw out there in Arizona. I think it originally was a lemon tree or an orange tree. Whatever it was originally an orange tree, we'll say. And Brother Ben stood there and he said he looked and there was lemons on it. And there were grapefruit on it. And there was other citrus fruit on it. And he said, what's this? He said, I grafted those in, Brother Branham. And Brother Branham said, so next year, every branch on the tree will be oranges? Oh no, Brother Branham. Next year, that lemon branch will bring lemons. That grapefruit branch will bring grapefruit. Brother Branham said, how can that be? He said, Brother Branham, they're grafted in. They're living off, because they're citrus fruit, they're living off the life of the vine. Oh, God, friends, don't you understand? They grafted themselves in. We've got a Perugia and a Tuso and a Tate ministry. Come on, somebody. We've got a return ministry. But you see, they grafted themselves into the vine and they're bearing their own fruit. And because they're living off the life of the message, they're flourishing, but it's just them. They're bearing their own denominational fruit. They are bearing their own fruit. That's what you stand for. It. There's just the denominations around there. The message will never be denominated, but they've denominated themselves. They've walled themselves off. A thunder branch and a Tuso branch and a polygamy branch and a Perugia branch and a thunders branch and a Joseph branch. And they're living off of the life of the vine, but they're bearing their own fruit. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, but what if that tree brings forth a new branch? So Brother Branham, now if that tree puts forth a new branch, it'll be oranges. Brother Branham said, tears running down my face. He said, that's it. If the vine ever puts forth another branch, if the vine, not something grafted in, but if the vine ever puts forth another branch, it'll be a Pentecostal branch. Brother Branham said over and over again, If that vine ever puts forth. And then I got to thinking. I got me a question. And the question that came to my mind was, will it? Will it? If that branch, I thought, Brother Terry, will it? Will that vine ever bring forth another branch? If that vine brings forth another branch, will it? That's a reasonable question. Will it happen? Will that vine ever bring forth another branch? If it does, it'll be another original life branch. Now listen in the message. Are you with me? Yeah. Listen in the message now. Believest thou this? He called Lazarus, a man that had been dead 4 days, his body rotten, his soul 4 days journey somewhere out there. I don't know where it was, neither do you. So we won't argue about that. But the man's soul had been gone 4 days. Returned back and a dead man stood on his feet and lived again. Had the prophet said, believest thou this? Yes, sir, I believe it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believest thou this? I believe he was the one that spoke to the sea and the winds and the waves stopped. Believest thou this? I believe he said in his word, these things that I do, shall you do greater. Believest thou this? I believe he said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask what you may and it'll be given to you. Do you believe this? Then he says this, I believe that in the last days there'll come a falling away and men will be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I believe we are living in that day. Believest thou this? Do you believe that? Is that true? Are we not living in a selfish age? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Incontinent despisers of those that are good. Heady, high-minded traitors, blasphemers. Is that not true, friends? Is that where we're living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah? Have not we returned back to a Sodomite condition in this nation? Yes, we have. That's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at. And then he says this, but in that day, in that day, the branch of the Lord would be beautiful. Oh, God. In that day, if that branch, if that vine ever puts forth another branch. But the prophet of God said, when the world gets in that condition, when the world is in that condition, when they're heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, when the world gets in a sodomite condition, the branch of the Lord, the beautiful branch of the Lord, will be on the scene. Oh, God. He prophesied he'd have a church that these signs will follow them that believe. Mark 16, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall speak in other tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe, the prophet said, I believe we're living in that day right now. Believest thou this? Do you believe that the Mark 16 church is on the earth? Once again, I believe God. The day of the branch. The day of the branch. The prophet said, Satan knows. Satan knows assuredly. My God, he knows better than most people do. The devil knows assuredly that the original church at Pentecost, with the power of God, Mark 16, in action, is the only true church that Jesus claims as his own. Amen. All else is false. Well, I'm in this movement. If it's not producing Jesus Christ, it's false. All else is false. It has to be. It has to be. Now remember this. Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, the revealing of his works, the attempted destruction of God's people, the attempted destruction of God's people, the attempted destruction. He will never do it. The discrediting of God's word. Is that not what he's trying to do right now? Discredit the message. Discredit the messenger. Discredit the fivefold ministry. Come on, somebody. That's what he's doing. We see it. This is what Satan's doing right now. The discrediting of God's word right down to the time that he's cast into the lake of fire. He fights it because he cannot stand it. Because he knows if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for. That she can do. That she can do. Why? She's the branch. And the branch bears the fruit. The true revelation of the true church. And what she is and what she stands for. She can do the greater works. And she will be an invincible army. Oh, ye dry bones. Oh, ye dry bones. Ye shall live. And stand on your feet, an exceedingly great army. Well, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad I got in this army in due time. Hallelujah! We are God's army! We are God's army! Look at the condition of the world tonight, friends. Look at the condition. Not realizing. They don't even realize that the very hand of God, the wrath of God, lays right at their door. This nation has been weighed in the balance and found wanting. The prophet of God said she rejected Jesus Christ in 1956. He said, I don't even pray for her. I wasn't even born when this nation rejected Jesus Christ. And I'll be 57 years old my birthday. I have never lived in a nation that served God. I have always lived in a nation, 57 years, I have lived in a nation that turned their back on God. And they don't even realize that the wrath of God is right at their door. And the prophet says, is it possible, Lord? Is it possible that we could have a revival before this nation is blown to bits? Can we, Lord? I pray, oh God, The prophet said, God, I pray for revival. I pray for revival. Is it possible? Could we have it, Father? Before I see this nation into bits. The revival. The bride's revival. Those that escape in that day. Those who escape in that hour. Shall be known as the beautiful branch of God. In that hour of chaos, in that hour of mass destruction, the prophet said, God, I pray, can there be a move of God? You see, friends, don't get in your mind. You people say, oh, healing is a minor. It is a minor. That's absolutely true. Healing is a minor. But never get it in your mind that God don't heal no more. Never get in your mind that we're just going to sit here one day with our arms folded and poof, we're going to be in a body change. Faith don't work that way. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So I believe you'll see healings. I believe you'll see deliverance. I believe you'll see miracles. I believe you'll see these things more and more and more in the body of the bride. More among us. More. Yes, sir, I believe it. Why? Our faith will grow and grow and grow as we begin to grasp these things. As we see blinded eyes open. As we see the lame walk. As we see the fruit of the bread. I believe, my brother, my sister. God help me if I'm wrong. But I believe we'll see it as a body moves. Not the revival for the world. It is not a public show. But the bride's revival. Those that escape in this day. The beautiful branch of the Lord. The prophet said, I'm thankful for the beauty of holiness. Holy Spirit filled people living for God by His grace. For the beauty of the church is the character of its people. The beautiful branch of the Lord. What makes it beautiful? It's the character of Jesus Christ. Energizing the branches. That you become so energized that when you walk into Walmart, people will see Jesus Christ. Think of it, friends. Think of it. Do you believe that? Get out of our mind. Well, I'm just going to sit here one day and we'll get a body change. No, there's more to it than that. There's more that God wants to do. Because if that's all God wanted us to do, we'll sit here and then go over there and sit. He might as well just took us. Why sit here when we can sit there? We'll just go over there and sit. But there's more. There's more that He wanted us to do. There's something that He wanted to accomplish. He wanted to show His glory. He wanted to express that glory. He wanted to express it through His bride. The Christian church should have the real character of Him. It's the life of Christ in the church of Christ. It's got to have the character of Christ. If the life of the Spirit of Christ is in the church, it has to produce that life. Because that life that's in you, that makes your character. The life that's in you makes your character. The life that's in you makes your character. He's looking for her character. What was Eliezer looking when he went to find a bride for Isaac? Brother Ben said he wasn't looking for a pretty face. He wasn't looking for pretty eyes. He was looking for character. If I could find that character. He chooses his bride. He chooses his bride to reflect his character. The branch bears the fruit of the vine. The branch gives the evidence. It manifests the life that's in the vine. You can know what kind of vine it is by the fruit it's bearing. Oh God. He's looking for that today in bride form. Hebrews 13:8, just exactly like He was. Like He was. It's got to be the same flesh, same bone, same spirit, same everything. Just exactly built up to them to become one until the church becomes that. Until the church becomes that. You're not one. You're not one. Okay, how much you run the aisles? You're not one. Until we become this. He's looking for the day for that bride to be formed. He's looking for the day that bride to be formed. Just exactly like He was. It's got to be the same flesh, same bone, same spirit, same everything. Just exactly build up and them two then become one. Until the church becomes that, they're not one. The character of Him, the word for this age, the word for this age must be molded. She must be molded like He is.
How did he call Christ here? By the word of the prophets. How does he call his bride here? By the word of the prophets. How did he vindicate his ministry? By a man with the spirit of Elijah upon him. How will he vindicate the ministry of the bride? By a man, Malachi 4, with the spirit of Elijah upon him. He will declare the bride's ministry. He will declare the third bull. He will declare the beautiful branch of the Lord is on the earth now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh God, help me, Lord. The beauty of the branch. The beauty of the branch that Christ. Is that Christ-like character? The beauty of the branch is that Christ-like character. Reflected in the people. Listen to this. I've got a prophecy laying at home. This is Brother Branham speaking. I've got a prophecy laying at home. One of these days I'm going to read it. And you wonder why I rap at women the way I do. 30 years ago, I've got thus saith the Lord. 30 years ago when I entered the ministry, he told me that the strain of women would become so immoral and imputed in the last days that they'd be most defiled on earth. They would be the most defiled on earth. Right. She started it at the beginning and Satan has used her at the end. And look what's happening. Look down through the years. She'll continue to strip herself. And I said, there'll just be a little. There'll just be a little tiny group. Now this is according to a vision, a prophecy. I have thus saith the Lord. The morals of the women will get worse. They'll continue to strip themselves off. And he said, it's just a tiny group. Just a tiny group of the very elected, the predestinated will escape that. When the vision came, that worried me. I thought women. I turned back over in the Bible to Isaiah. I believe it's the 5th chapter, but it's actually the 4th chapter. And it said, the branch that has escaped. The branch that has escaped from that age. Oh God. The daughters of the Zion. The daughters of Zion. Who is Zion? The bride. Zion always speaks of the bride. That small, tiny, elected, predestinated group that will escape that age. The branch that has escaped the daughters of Zion in that day. They will be beautiful to the Lord. Recognizing your day. Do you know the Bible said that those who escape out of the great damnation will be a beautiful branch before the Lord. Someday I'll get to that, the Lord willing. For you women, let you see what God thinks of the woman that really escaped this damnation of this day. Listen to me, sisters. God bless your hearts. For you are an ensign to this generation. You are a witness to this generation. When I walk in Walmart, I just look like another man walking in Walmart. But when you walk in Walmart, you are an ensign. You are a sign to this generation. A sign of decency. A sign of moral. Come on, somebody. A sign of godliness. And the world may laugh at you. They may call you a plain Jane. They may make fun of you. But I want you to know tonight, when God looks at you, God says you're beautiful. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers, can you say amen to that? Are our women beautiful? Are our sisters beautiful? I say what God says. I say amen. Amen. That's the truth, bro. God, let God see. I'm going to let you see what God really thinks of the women that escaped the damnation of this day. He said you would be beautiful. God says you're beautiful. So whose word are you going to take? Somebody with a dog collar on their neck? Or what God says? I ain't too smart, but there's one thing I do know. When I was laying out there the other night looking at them stars, there's one thing I do know. God knows what beauty is. And God said, you're beautiful. Now we know the woman. Brother Bram said, you want to see the condition of the church? Look at the women. Woman types the church. Watch now, he says. Oh, praise God, words cannot fail. Watch in Isaiah. I've got it wrote down here. If I can find it, just a minute. Isaiah 4:5. Now he's listening. He's talking to the coming of the Lord. How that woman would be so immoral. He said, seven women. Listen, let's just read it. Look here. And in that day, seven women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we'll eat our own bread. We'll wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. That's the end time. Right. We're living where we're living now. Marriage and divorce and prostitution and whatever. And the prophet said, how that you escaped damnation. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious.
Amen.
For the fruit of the earth shall be excellent for those who escape that age of damnation.
Praise the Lord.
Isaiah 60 says it this way, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Amen.
For hold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. Believest thou this? But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Amen.
And His glory shall be seen in thee.
Amen.
The beautiful branch of the Lord. Oh my, I've got so much I've got to quit. You see, the beauty of the church, the beauty of the church is the character of its people. And I'll trust this will always be a beautiful house of God. Manifest in time. The fruit is on the vine.
Amen.
And the bride is now coming in plain view.
Amen.
The beautiful branch of the Lord. What is the beauty of the church? It's the character of the people. The Christ-like character of the church. If that vine ever puts forth another branch, they will write another book of Acts behind it. It's spoken of. It's prophesied of. When the world is in this condition right now, are we there? Yes, we are. Then if that part's right, this is part's right. And the prophet said, when the world gets like that, there will be a branch. The vine will put forth another branch. The fruit is on the vine. That's what makes it beautiful. Where is that branch? Brother Darren, where is it? Where is that branch? If that vine puts forth another, where is it? It's you. Oh my God. It's you. To get away from the fear. To get away from the doubts. To strengthen you. It's you. In your holiness. In your humility. Bearing the fruit of Christ. That Christ-like character. Where is that branch? In this Laodicea age when they've turned their back on. Where is that branch? It's here. The beauty. The beautiful branch of the Lord. This day, these scriptures are fulfilled in your ears. This day, this hour, this time, this people. You see, my brother, my sister, it's a universal move. Sinners coming to repentance. I've been on the field now, by God's grace, 20 some years I've been on the field. And I say it humbly, God knows I'm not bragging. I never would do nothing like that. But I'm going anywhere between 45, 47, sometimes 49 weeks a year, I'm going somewhere preaching. For years I've traveled and I've labored and I've sweated and I've preached and I've left my family to go out and minister the Word of God. But I tell you, God knows in the last 6 months, or perhaps the last year, I have never seen as many sinners start coming as in the years past. The years past, and it almost dried up. You preach your heart out and people sit and look at you. But here in the last year or so, ask some other brothers, they'll tell you, more and more sinners. Down in Arizona, there was a man, I was preaching there, me and Brother David Seiler, on the Apache Indian Reservation. And a man coming in, he'd been drinking. Typical Apache, dark hair, you know, the bandana around his head, he'd been drinking. He had an artificial leg and he only had one arm and one leg. The other two was artificial. And he walked up to me and he was crying. Then I looked at him. I felt sorry for him. I thought no doubt he lost that leg and that arm in Vietnam. He said, I don't want to hate no more. He said, I'm tired of hating. Oh, poor fella. They put his people on this reservation, took the land away from them. Then they drafted them to fight in a country, in a nation, to fight for a nation that done that to them. And he got over there, no doubt, I didn't know, I said, no doubt, he. I was just thinking he probably lost that arm and that leg in Vietnam. But he said, I don't want to hate no more.
Amen.
He said, lead me to that Jesus you're talking about. He laid his head on my shoulder, I could smell the alcohol, tears were dripping on my shoulder. He was crying, he repented right there. We led him to the Lord. About a month later, I called Brother Kevin Casadora. I said, how's that brother doing? He said, Brother Darrell, he come real good for a couple of weeks and then he quit coming. I said, oh no. He said, no, Brother Darrell, it's not like that. He said he took sick and he died. He said, I went over to the family and said, they said, Kevin, said he was changed after that meeting you had.
Glory.
Said he died so peaceful.
Glory.
And I said, his arm and his leg. He said, Brother Darrell, he lost that in Vietnam. Sinners coming to repentance. Those desiring the Holy Ghost. Sin it fall to youth camp here a few weeks. See the Holy Ghost fall. And then those young people get up and testify, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. People getting out of wheelchairs in South Carolina. Crutches being thrown down in West Virginia. Tumors the size of golf balls falling off people's ears in Ohio. People dropping their canes in France. Hair growing back in Louisiana and also in France. The little girl with the bad hip in Romania that I gave her a prayer call said, you carry this with you. When God heals your hip, you send it back to me. And so I said, you go everywhere thanking God for your healing. Tell everybody what God done for you. And when God heals you, send it back to me. I got an email from her. Her name was Christina. Said, Brother, I did what you told me to do. I was in a meeting and I stood up to testify. And I heard one of my friends say, here she goes again. She said, but I didn't let it deter me. I testified. I said, I want to thank God for healing me. And she said, when I said that, my help popped and I walked out of church well. Amen. The fruit is in the fruit. It's in the branches bearing the fruit. I was up in Ohio a couple years ago. A man came up to me and said, are you Brother Darrell Ward? I said, yes, I am. He said, I want to tell you about a girl in Romania. I said, oh, yeah, Sister Christine. I said, isn't it wonderful? He said, Brother Darrell, what I want to tell you, I was in the meeting. I was standing there. I saw it with my own eyes. When she said, I want to thank God for healing me. He said, Brother Darrell, I watched her leg grow out. Who was it a while ago? Was it not Brother Brandon Green? Testified praying in his office and a man's arm was healed. I was in a text with a group of ministers the other day, several of us texting one another. We began to share some things. And a brother sent a text and it's a universal move. Said a woman showed me hearing aids that she don't need no more. Man showed me his eyes that were crossed and one was blind. They're now perfectly whole. One arm in a sling, completely healed. Another one wrote, it's the book of Acts in action on all levels. They just come from a great meeting in Germany. A powerful move over there of God. Brother Tim, Brother Ron Spirit, 7 of them. And Brother Tim sent a text in that group text. And he said, this is what he said. I asked him if I could use his name. He said, yes, do it. Encourage the bride. Brother Tim said, there were many victories and a mighty move of God. Still others who held suspicions. But at least they must testify that God is with us. And we are writing another book of Acts.
Amen.
This day, that scripture is fulfilled in your ears. The dead being raised. In Virginia, Brother Ron's church, dead was raised. Brother Paco, an interpreter for us down in Honduras, his daughter raised from the dead. Brother Tim Hughes was telling me he was in a meeting in Africa, 1,000 people in that meeting, and he said, I stood at the platform, I said, everybody in this meeting that's been raised from the dead or who has prayed for someone and they raised from the dead, stand to your feet. He said, Brother Darrell, 42 people stood to their feet. The fruit is in the vine, it's manifesting time. Hallelujah! They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring is with them. It shall come to pass before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat the straw like a bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord, who is the holy mountain of God. It's the bride, the dwelling place. Mount Zion. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? Where is the place of my rest? I'll tell you where it's at. It's Mount Zion, the dwelling place of the Lord, the beautiful branch of the Lord. Friends, God's moving. God's moving. I was in a meeting the other day. A sister had a tumor on her breast. And while the preaching of the word, I seen the sister jump up and begin to praise God. And then she slipped out. You know, you preach, you see somebody do something. I was thinking, what's going on? When the service was over, she came up to the altar. She said, Brother Al, can I testify? I said, sure, sis. And she stepped up to the platform. She said, I had a tumor on my breast. Said, my husband didn't even know. She said, I was worried to death about it. And said, while the word was being preached, I felt something go through my body. She said, I jumped up and began to praise God. I saw her do that. She said, I jumped up and began to praise God. She said, I slipped out to the bathroom and checked myself. She said, the tumor is completely gone. We're living in the hour that tumors will disappear. Cancers will disappear out of the bodies of the people. This is the day. These scriptures are fulfilled. The beautiful branch of the Lord. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Believest thou this? Do you believe it? In the day of the falling away, the beautiful branch of the Lord, it's here. The representation of Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He prophesied it will be here. The church, these signs, shall follow them that believe. Believest thou this? God is depending on you as members of His body to bear fruit of His Spirit. He is depending on you. The only lips He has is your lips. The only hands He has is your hands. The only eyes He has is your eyes. But you see, He orchestrated it that way that the branch would bear the fruit of the vine. And once more, the world will see Jesus Christ. It'll be in and through His bride. The final voice to the final age. God speaking through His bride. The spoken word age when limbs will be restored. We have in our own midst people healed of cancer. We have in our own midst people's blinded eyes open. My own daughter Jessica's eyes been opened. People coming out of wheelchairs in our midst, friends. The healing line we had the other night. Testimony after testimony after testimony of the healing power. Why? The fruit is in the vine. It's manifest in time. And the bride is coming in plain view. She's here. Do you see her tonight? You're beautiful. You're beautiful in His eyes. When He looks at you, He sees the beautiful branch of the Lord. God bless you tonight. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, how we thank You, Lord. How we thank You, Lord. To be living in this hour, Lord, when these things are to be, God. Lord, when it looks like the whole world is in chaos and defeated, there is a little elected, predestinated group that's escaped the damnation of this age. And they, in their humility and in their holiness and in their simplicity, is reflecting the beauty of God. Reflected in the branch. For arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee, and His glory shall be seen in thee. Oh, Father, how we thank You, Lord Jesus. I am the vine, and ye are the branch. Without me you can do nothing, but with me all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, Father, how we love You tonight, Lord. How we thank You tonight, Lord. That we can look and see, Lord. This is who I am, God. Oh, Lord, that we could be that channel. To yield more and more and more. That the Holy Ghost could come in wave after wave after wave. Energizing, energizing. Lifting us, lifting us. To the eagles we'll take to the sky. Father, I believe it with all my heart, Lord. I believe, Lord, when I look out upon these people. Lord, some of these people, I was a little boy, sit here in one of those pews, my feet wouldn't touch the floor. But Lord, I see them after all these years, age has been beginning to take its toll on them. Those I looked up to when I was a little boy, some of them done crossed over now, Lord. But Lord, when I look upon these people, I just don't see kinfolk. I just don't see people that I grown up with. But I see you, Lord. I see the beauty, the beautiful branch of the Lord. In the hour, Lord, that we're living in the world, in this condition, you said she would be here, Lord. You said these signs would follow, Lord. You said this revival, this move of the bride. Oh, Father, I believe we'll keep walking like Enoch. Keep walking, keep believing, keep walking, keep testifying, keep walking, keep pleasing. But one day, Lord, we'll step out of these old bodies. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, if there be any sick among us, Lord, if there be some here with needs, and no doubt, God, congregation this size, may they realize, Lord, sitting beside them. It's Jesus sitting right there beside them in skin, my skin, their skin, fulfilling the promises of His Word. For He said, a little while the world will see me no more, but you shall see me. I'll be with you, even in you. Oh, Father, tonight, God, may we exercise our God-given privileges as sons and daughters of God to stand upon the promises of your Word. This day, Lord, these scriptures are fulfilled. We're writing another book of Acts, Lord. There'll just be no one here to read it. It's manifest in time. The fruit is in the vine. The bride is coming in plain view. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just reach over, lay your hand on the person beside you, will you? Maybe they have a need. But as you as a believer, the Bible said you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's who you are, friend. That's who you are tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, without an emotion or a sensation, just solely upon the basis of the Word, that the Holy Ghost would be indwelling in the bride of Jesus Christ in the last days, that branch would be manifested upon the earth. Lord, we exercise our God-given rights as sons and daughters of God, and we lay our hands upon our brothers and upon our sisters. Satan, you've lost the battle. You're nothing but a bluff. You defeated, my Lord defeated you at Calvary. In the name of Jesus Christ, house of hell, give way. Give way tonight in Jesus' name, for the sons and daughters of God calls for our healing tonight. We call for our joy tonight. We call for our forgiveness tonight. We call these things because the final voice to the final age is God speaking through His bride. Grant it tonight, Lord, I pray. In the name of Jesus, flow through us, Holy Spirit. As we surrender ourselves to you, as we become that channel that the Holy Spirit can flow through. May we just solely surrender to you, Lord. Touch those tonight, I pray, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, how we love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, life is in your hand. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed. Oh, yes, Lord, in me, Lord, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah. Take my life as a living sacrifice.
place them, Lord. I place them, Lord. I give them into your hands, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I give myself away.
Let it be your prayer tonight. Let it be your testimony tonight.
Oh, I give myself away so you can hear. I give myself away. Myself away so you can use me.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Lord, I give myself to you, I give myself away, I give myself away so you can use me, I give myself away, I give myself away. So you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed. Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me.
Give myself.
Tonight, this day, amen. These scriptures are fulfilled in our ears. Amen. What a privileged people that we are. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad we're going up yonder, ain't you? Are we going up yonder? Oh, isn't he wonderful? God richly bless you. Trust all hearts are clear tonight. Just trust something was said to encourage you. Just amen. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Just go in the fear of the Lord. I know we got school. Pray for our children. They start back to school. That'll be a witness, you know. Some of them apprehensive. They're going into higher grades. And, you know, there's more persecution. You get higher. And just pray for our children, our girls. And amen. What a wonderful day it'll be, friends. When gravity, we defy gravity. We'll all be young. We'll all have hair. We'll all be well. Oh, what a wonderful time. Don't you want to go? Amen. Oh, blessed be his name. Go in the fear of the Lord as we sing this song to him tonight.
Anybody ask you where I'm going? Where I'm going someday soon? Anybody ask you of the Holy Spirit, pulsating of your word, Lord. This day these scriptures are fulfilled. How we thank you, Lord God.
How we thank you the coming of the Son of Man ministry. Restoring our hearts back to the Word, God. Revealing our position in you, Lord God. The opening of the seals, the mysteries revealed, God. Capstone coming down. Headstone, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. How we love you, Lord God. How we thank you, Lord Jesus. The beautiful branch of the Lord. Right in the smack dab middle of Laodicea, Satan's Eden. The vine is bringing forth another branch. How we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you, saints. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.